time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The Feast of the Epiphany. Today we hear about the Magi who came to see Jesus in Bethlehem. A good translation of the word Magi would be astrologer, though that misses the fact that these men did a serious scientific study of the motion of the stars. In our tradition, that is the Western tradition, there are three Magi. In the Russian church, however, in the Greek church, there are 12 Magi. Why are there 12 Magi? Because there are 12 tribes of Israel and 12 legions of angels. And that seems not unreasonable, too. Whatever there were and how many they were, at least they were all brave men who, in the words of the carol, had the courage to follow the stars. Now, in my homilies, I rarely repeat one, from year to year anyway. But this Epiphany homily is so good that it just has to be repeated every year. Once upon a time, there lived in Bethlehem a woman named Babushka. She had a Russian name, but she lived in Judea. She kept the cleanest and neatest house in town, and she was also the best cook. She heard rumors of three kings coming across the desert, but paid no attention to them because she had so much work to do. Then she heard the sounds of drums and pipes and a cavalcade of riders. She looked out the window, and there were three richly dressed kings coming towards her house. They told her they had come to honor the little prince who had been born in Bethlehem, and they needed food and lodging. Babushka cooked a wonderful meal for them, made all the beds, and wore herself out. The next morning, the kings begged her to come with them so she might see the little prince too. Babushka said she would follow after them as soon as she finished the dishes. She cleaned the house again, and then took out a cabinet of toys of her own little prince, who had died so long ago. She had no more need for them, and she would give them to the new little prince. She put them in a basket and sat down for a little rest before she followed the wise men. Hours later, she woke up, grabbed the basket, and rushed into town. But the kings were gone, and so was the little prince and his parents. Ever after, it is said, Babushka has followed after them. Wherever she finds a newborn babe, she looks to see if he is the little prince. Even if he is not there, Babushka leaves a toy for the child. Now, that's the way the Russians tell the story. Being Irish, I think she probably found the prince early on, but we still should learn from her the lesson that we should never let the important interfere with the essential.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.